food news.
Yeah, Monica's with us from Doin' Dubai, looking at some options for our dining experiences this week.
Yes, absolutely, certainly are. So basically, we're just going to go back across town to the marina. I don't know if you remember, a few shows ago, we spoke about Nola, and that was in the subterranean world of JLT in Cluster P.
Yeah.
And the first restaurant I came to when I followed the footsteps was actually this one called Cocktail Kitchen. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
It had just, I think it hadn't even properly opened. It was soft opening.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning it.
Exactly. Yeah. So we were invited back there to try what's their business lunch. And I have to say, hands down, this is the best value and the best food-wise lunch, I think, in Dubai at the moment, from based on the sort of stuff I eat. So I had a three-course lunch. We started with a really nice homemade mushroom soup, sort of like the kind of thing that you'd make at home.
Yeah.
Then what followed was, it was sort of like a fish, I think it was a sea bass or a sea bream, en papillote, so it's sort of on a, in a little bag. But it had with it some new potatoes and some vegetables that were quite crunchy, just not overcooked or anything, all cooked in its own steam. That was the main course. And then to follow, I had a really nice affogato. So going back to that Italian theme with the coffee and ice cream, and they sort of poured the coffee all over it. And included in that, in the three-course lunch, was a tea and coffee afterwards. So now, really nice surroundings, very fresh, bright cafe in JLT, modern, really good quality food. The chef, I think one is Argentinian, one is English. What price do you think you would be prepared to pay
I'd
for that?
I'd be going 89 dirhams, I'll go.
I'm going to be, I don't know, a bit generous and say 99.
99. Well, it's JLT. No, it's not DIFC. 59.
59
dirhams.
For a three-course lunch.
Three-course lunch.
What and a deal.
I think it is a fabulous deal. And when you look at those prices, you think, it's going to be rubbish, isn't it? What are they going to give me? Well, at least I do. Sorry, I'm a bit cynical.
What are they going to give
me? So I'm going all the way there, and what am I going to get for 59 dirhams?
Monica, I'm going to jump in and just ask you, what about speed of service? Because for a business lunch, how fast you can get in and get out is key.
I actually had an appointment, and I told them that, because they rearranged the day, and I said, listen, I've got like an hour and a quarter, and I need to go. It was another sort of place in JLT that I had to get to. And they were fine. I may have taken away my coffee in a cup or may have just had a little bit of my coffee. But I was wandering around the restaurant sort of getting pictures and doing all sorts of other things. The other interesting thing that I haven't put on the blog, but I will in another post, is they've got soda siphons on every table. And if you want some mineral water, you can just order normal water. And they showed me doing this as a video. I'll put that on the blog as well later on the Facebook. You get those little canisters. Are they little cylinders, canisters, that you put in the top of a soda siphon and you do your squeeze, your thing, and then out comes fizzy water, which I thought was lovely. And then we had that, and you put like a slice of lemon or ice in that. So you've got your soda siphon, really modern thing, kind of, you know, resurrected from the 50s. And I think some of their branding, I think you've seen Zara, some of their pictures and all, a bit reminiscent of that. So that theme runs through it.
You know what, Mark? I really like this place. I'm sure, Monica, you did as well. And one of the reasons was, as I was walking in, I saw the owner actually walking by clearing glasses. So very hands-on, very homey.
I thought you were going to say very handsome.
Very handsome as well, but very handsome.
That would be a plus. I would go again. Yes, if the owner is very handsome. I didn't see the owner, but...
And it had a nice vibe. So it
did.
Was a good place.
I know
easy
what you
to
mean.
Find?
Well, as I said, when I was trying to find Nola's for the first time on our mum's night out, we went into the middle building of... Is it the Blue Bay Armada Hotel, Cluster P? Go down to B1 in the lift and follow the footsteps to Nola and Mythos or Mythos. And then the first restaurant you come to is Cocktail Kitchen. But we exited Cocktail Kitchen from a door that led out onto the street. So I think if you go to down a lower level from the street, like in before you go into these buildings, there is a proper door that leads you straight into Cocktail Kitchen.
So you don't
there's
have to go through
circular
all that.
Staircase. Yeah. You don't have to if you don't want to. No, but I'm very a stickler for following instructions. So that's what I was told to do, and that's what I did. But again, sort of slight maybe departure from ladies' night. They've got an aperitivo evening that's on from 5 till 8. Another way of experiencing the restaurant, not on a particular evening, but I haven't been there yet, so I'll come back and maybe talk about that.
Cool.
Okay,
so that's Cocktail Kitchen at JLT. Yes. 59 dirhams
absolutely.
For a business lunch.
But if you thought that was cheap, you thought that was cheap
all
for good food, save the best till last, sort of thing. So as one does, sometimes I'm thinking, oh gosh, like, right, so what am I going to do? Am I going to talk about Marina Social, where I went last Wednesday for my birthday? Because it's a newish restaurant. But that's another sort of upmarket restaurant. Let's save that. Let's talk about something completely different. So I was shopping on Saturday at Lulu's, as one does, for, have you been to Lulu's, any of you, either of you, in Al Barsha?
Is that the one near Mall of the Emirates?
Near Mall of the Emirates. It's a massive, great, big sort of shopping emporium for everything you can think of and something else as well. So I was getting things like wet and dry grinders, which are like fancy, hard-wearing food processors and tiny pressure cookers. Apparently pressure cookers are trending in Britain at the moment. I didn't know if you knew that, but I got mine before.
I'm scared of pressure cookers.
So was I. Mm. But anyway, so we're doing all this and you've done a great big shop and you think, right, where am I going to eat lunch? So tired. So we went to the restaurant on the first floor of Lulu Centre, and it's called Calicut Notebook. And I sort of had slightly planned this because I think someone on my Instagram had put some pictures on, and I said, where is this? And he said, Calicut Notebook. And I'm thinking, oh god, right, another one in Karama, that's like a long way away. He said, no, this is in Lulu's in Alborsha. So I thought, okay, we'll try this. So it's the fifth branch of this restaurant in the UAE. There's one in Abu Dhabi, there are four in Dubai in areas like Al-Qasis and in Dera, and this one is much more accessible, at least for us. Okay. So it's a Kerala, typical, very traditional Keralite restaurant. They serve Malabar food. And if any of you like seafood or even vegetarian food, then it's quite different to, I think, normal kind of, well, Northern Indian food. And I went for something called the fish meal, the fish curry meal, because I like all those lots and lots of little bowls of everything, and I kind of dip into everything. But we also ordered some of those a la carte dishes as well. And one of them was called, I think it's called Kail Chameen, K-A-Y-A-L Chameen, which is actually very spicy, dry-fried masala prawn served on a banana leaf. And I highly recommend you have these. How much do you think these were? Served, I think, with rice, which comes free, which is not your Indian, it is Indian. It's not your white, basmati, fluffy, separated rice. It's sort of more the slightly unrefined brown Keralite rice, which is much better for you. Okay. So how much do you think that had come to? Not the fish curry meal thing, but the Kyle.
I'll throw myself in at 35 for this one.
Oh, I'm going to go lower. I'm going to say 25.
No, you're right, Mark. That was 35. Oh, it was excellent. And that would have fed at least three people.
Yeah.
Nice.
But your fish curry meal, how about the fish curry meal? Karama type restaurant, not in Karama,
right,
which I like.
Yeah,
I like.
Fish curry meal. I'll go 30.
How about you, Zara?
25.
Try 14. 14 dirhams for a fish curry meal. So if you're on this date and you're really not sure, so obviously there's no alcohol because it's in Lulu's. Plus, you can just be very, very impressive and say, I've brought you to try all these different ingredients, and you're actually only spending 14 dirhams on this meal. So I think that's great. And if they're vegetarian like Zara, they could have an equivalent of a vegetarian curry meal with all the different things. So again, similar kind of price.
I'm eyeing up all the pickles on the side. I love pickles.
Yes, they are really, really good. And the Southern Indian things are just so much better than the Northern Indian things. You know, you might get like a beetroot pickle or a radish thing or something with grated carrot and cabbage, and they are fantastic. Worth going to Kerala even to try all those pickles. And then you must finish your meal with a Kerala coffee. So Kerala coffee is served in a little glass, and I think it's sort of like a filter coffee. It's not called Kerala coffee on the menu, but I did point that out to him. It's just called called coffee, and have a guess. You know, and this isn't a divey place to sit and you think, oh god, this is plastic chairs and not very nice tables. It's actually completely fine. They even have booths and, you know, little sections where you can have groups of people. Slightly dark and quite noisy. So how much was my Kerala coffee
Kerala
in a
coffee,
glass?
3 dirhams.
I'm terrible at this game. 250.
4 dirhams, which I thought was fantastic. Really good. Yeah. So they haven't said, oh, you know what, we're not in Karama, let's just whop on another, you know, 10 dirhams to each of our prices or double it. So they've kept to that, and good on them, and they are, like you said, sort of about the owner of Cocktail Kitchen, these are people from Kerala. And don't make the mistake of speaking Hindi, because they won't understand. It's Malayali or it's English. So I like that about it. And make time for a nap afterwards, because it's kind of slightly heavy.
Well, you've got to get the pressure cookers home.
Well, yes, you've got to get that and then
sleep.
Did
you buy a job lot to send to England?
No, I didn't. No. I just bought one, and I'm going to buy another one as well.
Was this the kind of place that you could park your trolley outside while you eat?
Oh, absolutely. You don't park it outside. So when you finished your shopping at Lulu's, you go to one end of Lulu's where the security is, and you get a token, and people had parked 2-3 trolleys each and gone off. So it's nowhere near the restaurant. It's not like, oh gosh, there's all the trolleys outside the restaurant. It's in another section.
Oh, great. I'm doing my big shop on Saturday, so I will
try
that. To Calicut Notebook.
And I must mention, if you want to try some nice meals for free, there are two competitions live at the moment. You can eat dinner at Al Dawar, which is Dubai's only revolving restaurant in the Hyatt Regency. That's a really nice one. And you can try the new Lexus Intersect by Lexus brunch, which we've spoken about here before as well.
Fantastic, Monica. And all that Monica's been talking about is going to be up on our podcast a little bit later on this afternoon and on the blog.
Thank you.
Right, that's just about a wrap. We'll see you tomorrow for more tickets.